Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
My life is not my own.
My life is not my own.
I'm telling you, that song, I've heard of this song years ago. I'm ready to be here to worship. So we are here to lift up his name. We are here to magnify the he has been good to the church. You know, been hanging around Ecclesiastes. And another person that, a person the job, and death in the family, really, you know. I'm telling you, it's him. Really, to try and sell the things, try to cure each other. Can you understand me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's just chopping up just a little bit.
Chopping up a little bit. I want to thank God for
for what you have in store for us today. You know, I was thinking really, really strong, man, how when I got this news about one of my coworkers, someone passed in his family, man. Every time I'm going somewhere, someone's telling me that somebody had transitioned on, right? And I just started thinking about, man, there is a time, you know, and there's a season, right? I just want to tap into something about how we are here for a moment, man. We're not here forever. Mm-hmm. And I wanted just to touch on a little bit to let you know how God feel about what he think about us and how he is still in us. And often you hear this in such a time, but I want to deal with this Ecclesiastic chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3, I want to deal with this with love because we're living in a time that we got to help one another, man. We got to encourage. Man, people be going some stuff, man. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart. You are not exempt. None of us are. I don't care how much we know God and how much we pray in him. We are really, really just one moment away of going in something, or coming out of something. So I want to just tap in this word this morning, because when I heard that song, you know, when you tell somebody, you know, God is merciful, man. God knows what he's doing. He doesn't make a mistake. When he transitions someone out of this body, man, it's sometimes when you're talking to somebody, Reverend, it's hard for them to understand what you're saying sometimes. Because,
right.
You know, I have been told, Reverend, I know your mother passed, you know, Reverend, I know that. Reverend, I know your brother-in-law passed, your mother-in-law passed. But Reverend, this pain I got right now, I know you said it'd be all right after a while, but I need to understand why. Why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm talking about church folks now. I ain't talking about nobody don't know the word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about somebody that knows the word and they hurt. But God spoke in Ecclesiastic, and you truly spoke in there at chapter 3. Rev, I know you've been around there, you know, the preach word.
Yes,
the word was preaching and preached to help the soul, you know, and we state this because nothing is permanent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Nothing is permanent. I don't care how you look at everything. Nothing is permanent, you know, and I always try to tell you this because one of my scriptures I love to read is Proverbs 27:17. Aaron sharpened Aaron, my sister and brother.
Mm-hmm.
We are sharpening each other right now as we speak. We are putting ourselves together and calling ourselves to help one another. And when we do this, we're helping one another to better each other, man. And somebody said, man, every time we get over somebody and call, somebody said, this is what the church is. The church should be there to comfort people in such a time like it is today.
Mm-hmm.
We should be there willing to help somebody and hold their hand while on this way. Before we get in this thing, you know, did you have anything that you know you want to put on that?
Man, yeah. Oh, man, that's all right, man. That's beautiful. We thank God this morning that we are able to give help. Praise the Lord. You know, to give help, you got to be stronger than that you're trying to help. So we're able. And God has allowed us to be in position to where we can help. You know, you have to even be in position to pray to God.
Don't help me, Lord.
You know, someone asked me, as you and I for prayer, but we have to be in position. I know you know, back when the priest had to go in and they had to tie rope around. so in case he went right before God, he was slain. Yeah, so we thank God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If, as we get in the word, Reverend, you know, we just want to lift up the family, Lord, man. You know, then he had to go home. He was from Kansas, man, one of my co-workers. He had to go home,
mm-hmm.
man, because, you know, that's where they were born, you know, and raised at. So he had to go home, and finance had to hit. You know, sometimes you hit death, man, and it's sudden sometimes, man. Then, you know, that's why we try to tell people, man, get your business straight, man. Man, get you some kind of policy or something that you know you won't put in your family in no burden. My mother, my father, my grandparents, they had that, they called that prenup, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had the, everything already paid for, you know, and all of them we had to do was pay for opening and closing. They dig the grave.
Yeah.
And then they buried them down. The only thing we had to pay for, man. We had to work. My mom picked up everything on hers, you know what I'm talking about? She picked everything.
Praise the Lord.
And death can come that quick, man. And
mm-hmm.
you put burden on people. And the people ain't, you know, the people ain't got nobody to help them, you know what I'm talking about? To help them along that decision making, you know. Mama like green, daddy like pink, you know, and, you know. You know, taking out the hand, you know what I'm talking about? You know, taking out the hand and do this because man don't know the hour and time. That's why I want to deal with this Ecclesiastes chapter 3, not to hold you alone. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit, Lord. We come, Lord, we come praying for my co-worker, Lord. We come praying for the Flower family. We come praying for all the people we don't know and do know, Father God. It's getting prepared to lay their loved ones down, Lord. Lord, you know Jermaine, Lord. You know my Dre, the person who worked with me, Lord, his sister, Lord. You know that with the things they had to do, their family had to get this ready, Lord. Money had to come on one hand from somewhere, Lord, that people weren't expecting, had to come out of their pocket, Lord. But Lord, we just ask you to bless that family, Lord, so they could be believed and family to rest, Lord. Lay the rest, Lord. No one had to fight or what by what income about, Lord. Lord, we want to come to you in the almost humblest manner we know how, Lord. You know them families, Lord. If not, there might be some other families going through right now, Lord, in this time of need, Lord. We're coming right now, Father God, and we want to express the word. If there is a time, Lord, and Father, you got that time, Lord. We need to ask you, Father God, if we try to rightly divide this word, Lord, let your spirit move, Father God, in your people's hearts, Lord. Did we try to encourage one another, Lord, along this Christian race, Lord? Lord, we love you, Lord. We know, Father God, you hear us, Lord. So, Father God, we just ask you for the ones that are coming in, want to go a little farther in your word, Lord. I just want to be able to be in the fellowship, Lord. Let your spirit bless us today, Lord. Give us some joy, Lord, for thing in, Lord, that we can be able to call on your name. So, Lord, forgive us. If there's anything we have not done, anything we did displease you, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to forgive us, Lord. Bless us, Father God. And all the things that we thought we did right, but Lord, we didn't do enough, Lord. So forgive us for sin, known and unknown, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we get in the word, Lord. Help us with the word, Lord, and bless us if we get this word, Lord. Lord, you made it possible for me to even be on right, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I meant word, Lord, just make it possible, Lord. I don't want to take that for granted, Lord. And I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for Lord God about you. Bring us out time out of time to serving you, Lord. I believe, Lord, when we lift you up, things happen, Lord. So we want to thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
If I was looking at that, I want to do this here. And then we'll jump right in Ecclesiastes. I'm going to read this. Man that's born of a woman is of a few days. And full of trouble. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I do it again?
Yeah.
This is born of a woman, is of a few days, and full of trouble. He come forth like a flower, and cut down. He flees also as a shadow, and continue not. And look what he said, endureth thou open up thy eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee. Who can bring a clean thing out of unclean? Not one. Seeing this, the Holy Spirit, I am determined the numbers of my mouth and are with me, and thou hast appointed me a bound that cannot be passed. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Turn
from him that he may rest. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Till he should accomplish and is highly in this day. But I just want to tell you, God got the day, brother. He got the day. He got it, brother. The time is already set. And it's appointed for everybody. It's been determined what day is going to be, brother. So we want to encourage you and let you know you're going to go through some things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Roman told us the other day, you're going to go through some, but that thing you're going through and all the hardship you're going through is not going to be, what you're going through is going to be compared to the glory of God when you get to see his face. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you get to see his face, Reverend, and my brothers and sisters, because when you see his face, the heartache you went on this side, the misunderstanding you went on this side, the no, you could have did better on this side. And when you see his face, and Lord said, thank you. And he look at you and said, Father, I died for him. I died for him. Then he judged you out the book of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, judge. No, he just said, well done. My faithful servant. You was over a few things, but come on up. And I'll bless you with many more things. So the Bible says over here, Ecclesiastes, I'm not going to hold you long. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
A time,
yes, sir.
Look what it says, Reverend, to every purpose under the heaven. God got it, Doc. He got his status, man. A time to be born and a time to die. Help me, Holy Spirit. A time to pluck. And look what it says, the plant and the time to pluck up that which is planted. Help me, Holy Spirit. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down, I'm going to give you something, and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A time to moan and a time to dance. Help me with it, Lord. A time to cast away stones. And the time to gather stones together. Watch this, River. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to render and a time to sow. Help me, Holy Spirit. A time to keep, watch this, River, silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. I'm in the book, y'all. Let me do it again. A time to love and a time to hate. And a time to war and a time of peace. What profit does he that work in bed wherein he is labor? I have seen the travail which God has given to the Son of Man to be exercised in it. What's the remedy? I want you to know, when I read about in Job on that 14, and I came to Ecclesiastes, the Holy Spirit put it together, letting you know that Job knew that God had a time for him, and it was appointed for him to die. He embraced that and know that. Then we come to Ecclesiastes, and it broke it down, every little thing in your little heart. He tells you, When you were born and when you're going to die, it tells you when a man plants, he picks up. It tells a man when he breaks down, he builds up. It tells a man when he weeps, he should laugh. These things are in life, up and down, Reverend, up and down. I don't care how long you in this world, you're going to have some up and you're going to have some downs. And I'm going to tell you one thing about it. The Bible is true. You're going to be some time that you're going to want to love. Oh, watch this here. And watch this. I know the book said it. It said hate. You know what I'm talking about? So I said, what you told us the other day, God said, don't hate. Notice this here. there are some things God allowed things to happen in a certain time in our life in the Old Testament, right? Jesus came, he washed away all of that. That's sinful nature, heavenly Holy Spirit. So Jesus told we supposed to love our neighbors. He said, love them as you loved ourselves. Reverend, he told us to do this here, Reverend. It was one thing, it reminded him of the Son, how the Son came down through 42 generations and did what he do, Reverend. He did what? He came and died for all of us. That's love.
Yeah.
That's laying down his life for a friend who is not embracing him. He laid down some things where we weren't even embracing him. But, whoa, we came to knowledge that he is God. That's why he said there's some time. So look at that, T-I-M-E. When you go there, I want you to stay with me when I say this here. That when you are in life, you're going to have some seasons of things. In that season, pray for understanding why God got you coming in, Reverend, and coming out. Because God wants each and one of us to understand life. Life is real, man. Life is real. When a brother told me about his sister died, man, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, I heard about Jermaine, you know, Mr. Flowers, you know, we found out, but we know he's been sick for a while, but it wasn't all the way up to death. Man, anybody been knowing him for a while? It's been years this brother had cancer. And God been blessing him to stay here a long time. He did. Gave him time, you know what I'm talking about? And only God knows that time, my brother. Only God knows that time. You get some people get that disease and they gone. You get some be in remission, you know what I'm talking about? And I know he had to be in remission a lot because as long as he stayed, he's been here for years with it, you know what I'm talking about? But so one of them days came and cancer took all his body, you know what I'm talking about? All of his body. And some of us got some cancer, but it's not the cancer that we call it that eats you up on the inside. Some of us got so much sin in our life, and it's eating us up. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's eating us up. And God wants you to be delivered. Be delivered because we know too much to let anybody to lead us to the world. What we call the day of Isaiah 4:14. He said, what? Hell is enlarging herself daily. People are running to that and don't even know they're doing it, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? But the Bible tells me it's a time. See, God gonna give you this time. When you hear him, you're gonna hear that time and you're gonna know it's that time to turn yourself around. Look what verse 11 said. He did make everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He said that no man can find out the work that God made. Look what it said, from the beginning to the end. See, God is awesome. He got this thing wrapped up. He got it so wrapped up, even Jesus Christ is waiting on the call. Help me, Holy Spirit. He got it so locked up, he's holding the wings back. East gates got four angels there holding it back, Reverend, north, south, east, and west. And only man know is God. And he said this was the time he got. And he said before, man, he let you have what you want to have. If you want to live that way, my brother, he will turn you over to it. Because when he get real close, you're gonna know. You know why? Because people are gonna do this what they're doing now. They don't. You can't predict the weather. Help me, Holy Spirit. Again, we talked about yesterday. I can't pay and buy a gas station now. Everything going up so high now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You can't go to the store no more. You know what I'm talking about? You used to take $100 and have five baskets. Now you go to $100, you get one sack. You know what I'm talking about? Man, things are going up. Life is getting more different than it was. Man, I'm going to have two dogs to support his house. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I know right about it. And look at that.
Yeah.
You can be the wife, stay home, and the husband, whatever. What the husband do?
Mm-hmm.
He go out and get it. But now the wife
yes,
is
sir.
Supporting the husband. So that, you know, so the two income, let the house be what it be. Amen. But
right,
I tell
you this,
again, he said he make everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. So that no man find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. I know there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. Look what he said, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 13, and also that every man should eat and drink, enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Help me. You know, in that time, and God allows you to prosper in some things. He don't mind us having things. He don't. He has no problem you blessing. You know, you've been blessed from Him. You know, but what God don't want, Reverend, is you put it before Him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Whatever
right,
God bless
right.
you with, don't take that and put it before Him. I really believe what the scripture said. He'll give you your heart, desires of your heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when He
mm-hmm.
gives you desires of your heart, brother, you better believe me. You know, sometimes you just want your babies to do real good. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Sometimes your
yeah.
household, you just want to be real good, right? You want your husband to be this way. You want your wife to be this way. You want all your kids to be this way. You want your child to be this way. You want your business to be this way. God will give you the things of your heart. He said, cast your cares upon me, because there are some people, Reverend, going through right now, Reverend, in their heart. Is that they've been in, and they might be like that woman, right, Reverend, was bleeding over 12 years, Reverend, bleeding 12 years, and she spit all she had, Reverend, all she had,
yeah.
and she heard about this man named Jesus. That was a season, Reverend. That was a time. That was a time, Reverend, and this was the time. So she found out that he was coming through, and people were grabbing all around him, hollering and praising God, and some of them were not doing that, but just watching and see what he's going to do next. And she went through all them people, Reverend, all them people, and said, if I just touch the hem of this woman, I will be made
yes.
whole. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he did. Felt a touch. And he asked his disciple, he said, what? Who touched me? And his disciple looked around and said, Jesus, do you know how many people around here? A lot of people. You. He said, no. He said, verses came out of me, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was her time. It was her time to be healed. Somebody know what I'm talking about, been healed for something.
Yeah.
It was her time to be healed. And he healed her. And look what he did. It wasn't yesterday, wasn't 2 weeks, 4 weeks. Instantly, her bleeding stopped. And she tried to, and my Bible reads just like this, she rejoiced, my brother, thanking God. Because I don't know, only a woman can tell you about a woman bleeding that long, you know, let alone someone had to have that problem, had to remove some things if they bleed too long, whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I thank God for the what he said, when I leave, you'll be able to do greater things. That's one of the things
mm-hmm.
he helped the woman to be severe survive, right, Reverend? So we want
right,
to thank
right,
God
right.
for that. You know, talking about for what he did,
mm-hmm.
the story. Reverend, I got a few things that I got to move. And I know that whatsoever God do it, it should be forever. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said, nothing can be put, look what it said, to it, nor anything taken from it. And God do it. That man should fear, what he said, before him. That
mm-hmm.
really, which has been, he said, that which has been is now, and that which is to be had already been. God require that which was past. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when God does something, Reverend, when he put it to pass, when he put something over you and he bless you, brothers and sisters, the Bible said, what, Reverend? Eyes have not seen, ears
yes,
have not
yes.
heard, neither did it have it enter into the heart of man what pertaineth
right.
what God has for him. We can't, man, we try our best to wonder how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We've been around the book a long time, and every time we get there, we go to the same scripture. People hate when we go to it, but let me do it anyway. I saw a new heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, Holy Spirit. I saw a new earth. For the what?
Yeah.
What he said? He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first mm-hmm. heaven and the first earth will pass away, and there was no more
yeah.
sea. And I, John, saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down. What is it? Coming down from God, prepared for from heaven, a bride adored, and for her husband.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and I will dwell with them, and they should be his people, and God
yeah.
should be, and they should be their God. And look what we got right here, Reverend. And God should wipe away all the tears from their eyes.
That's right.
And there should be no
That's
more
right.
death, neither no sorrow, no crying, neither should there be any more pain, for the former thing are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, write these words. The words that are true and faithful. I want to leave you with that there, let you know there was a time. Now, when Jesus, God had presented this to John, there was a time that it's going to happen like this. It's going to happen real soon. And the book said when he write it, let it be true. It's a true saying when he penned this thing, because it's going to happen just like it is written. The old heaven, the old earth is going to pass away, but this new heaven going to come down, and it's going to be a great live voice coming out of that place where God dwells, and the people of God is going to hear it. Help me, Holy Spirit. So why not hear
yes.
him now? Why not hear his voice now? He said, my sheep know my voice. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And a stranger, they were not hear and follow. Remember?
Right.
So if God, if you're a God's child and you hear him calling, because sometimes we could be in some spots, don't thank God on sin. And God let us see that, and he convicted us, and it's up to us to receive the conviction, Lord. So I want to tell you, there's a season for everything. There's a season for everything on this earth. Why not choose the Lord and stay with that season? Not saying you're not going to have trouble. Not saying you're not gonna have hardship, but I want to tell you, when you're going through, we serve a God that do all of it. He will hold your hand. Don't you know we can hang up this phone and get a call and say somebody passed? Don't you know we can get a call and say somebody that had a wreck? Don't you know we get a call and say somebody really took terminal ill? Don't you know we can hang up the phone and God can give you all what you want in your heart? You know what God can always give you? He can give you salvation. If you don't know
yes,
him, serve the Lord. If you've been walking with the Lord and you backslide, get on board. God is not going to keep giving us that chance, my brother. He's giving it right now. But when you see him come back this second time, Reverend, and I'm going to tell you this, Reverend, we don't have that kind of time. And he's not,
That's
what
right.
he going to do? He will turn us over to our Savior. Just hear what he said. He give you the heart. He gives you what your heart desires. If your heart is wrong, do you really want that? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
So go in prayer. Be in prayer. I ask you to, if you don't do nothing, lift up the people going through right now. I'm just only convincing some people I know. I know them ain't the only one, Reverend. Are going through right now, but I want to keep them people in prayer, man. And some of the people don't even pray for themselves, Reverend, but we want to lift them up. Such a time like this, people argue about, like the brother was telling me about, you know, they got a financial thing, but God bless them though, Reverend. You know, he bless them so they can be able to lay his sister down, you know, come on. That's why we got to fly away to Kansas City, you know. You know, and he got siblings. They all come together. He said it was a little rough, but he came together. They got the money together, man. You know what I'm talking about? But when I first heard it, I know, man, when someone dies suddenly like that, you know, a lot of people don't have themselves to put together, Reverend. They don't have it together, man. Somebody passed on, and they left burdens of others, you know what I'm talking about, and then, 'cause they didn't get the right stuff, Reverend. You feel me, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get the right stuff. So let's pray for them folks. And keep these people in prayer, Reverend. And Reverend, that's all I have this morning, man. May God keep you.
Beautiful.
Is my prayer. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, that's a lot, Rev. That's a lot. Thank you, Lord. That's a whole whole scope of it, you know. For we know God does is a seasonal God. Does things in its season, in His plan, and in His time. You know, we measure time by events past, present, and future. God so wonderfully stepped out of eternity into time for us, that we may behold His beauty. And even for the Gentiles, gave us a right to the tree of life and grafted us in. We thank God for this lesson on today. Praises, what a beautiful blessing. Make sure I got it all. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 5, Job 14, 1 through 6, Revelations 21. Thank God. Thank God for this lesson. Truly, we need to take heed, man, for the time that has been. It's getting short. I heard you say often we got more days behind us. We do in front of us, but we thank God for this time that He allowed it unto us, that we may have another chance to be better for Him, walk closer to Him, cling more to Him, oh Father, and give us the ability to help those that need help. You know, oftentimes people ask you to pray for them, but we must be in position that we may pray to God and He will hear us. Hallelujah. And He will answer prayer. And we would have the faith, hallelujah, to know that whatever decision or whatever God allows to be, know that it works together for our good. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can't see the whole picture, but trust God. He has it all in His time. But we thank Him for this lesson again today. In the name of Jesus. Also, thank you, Martha. I see what you've given us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful ministry of loneliness. Minister of loneliness. The family of God is intended to be the answer to loneliness. Listen, praise the Lord. Jesus had promised to never leave nor forsake. Hallelujah. And we can use His friendship to fuel our love for others. You're so right. The friends you make in Jesus last forever through this life and beyond. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, hallelujah. And in that, the way we can do that is love people. That agape love, that love God has showed us, bless us to show it to someone else, to feel they hurt and to be sensitive to their hurt. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can help those, comfort those that are hurting. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Way out, she's saying, way out. God is actively working to keep you from the danger of getting lost in sin. So I need to read that one more time. God is actively working to keep you from the danger of getting lost in sin. Praise the Lord. Remember that you are not helpless. There is a divine provided way out. Look for the sign and follow it to safety. You see, God is providing for us. He's allowing us to be informed of what's coming. And He's already provided a way out. You've been hearing these lessons on the end time. Hallelujah. You've been hearing these lessons on repentance. You've been hearing these lessons on trying to be an example. So God is doing all of this that He may provide a way out for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wake up and see the signs of the time. Wake up and see what God has put out there that we may escape. Hallelujah. And even some storms He allow you to go through, but He gives you something before you enter into the storm. Hallelujah. If you look back over your life, God has given warnings. before he chastised. He had given strength, hallelujah, before the trial and the tribulation. Just hear his voice and listen at him as he tries to guide you. Praise him. He's always provided a way out. We thank you. Waiting to cheer. The nail-pierced hands of Jesus reveal the love-filled heart of God. The nail-pierced hands of Jesus reveal the love-filled heart of God. Oh, hallelujah. Know this, that he was wounded for our transgression. Oh, hallelujah. But know this, by his stripes, by what Jesus went through, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are able to be healed spiritually, physically, mentally, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waiting to cheer, hallelujah. Well, so we thank God today for this lesson. We thank the Lord today for these comments. We thank the Lord today for these prayers. We thank the Lord today for the listening. We thank him for all that he has done, and he's doing right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got another praise report. There's a sister-in-law out of hospital. Started talking on third day, although weak. Getting stronger each day. We thank you, Jesus. It's the one that God bless us to pray for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So his blood still works. He's still saving. He's still healing. He is still delivering. Hallelujah. Won't you let him do it for you today? Praise the Lord. Now we come to a time that we set aside if we want to push the one button. Tell God thank you, want prayer, want some explained in the lesson that they didn't get. Oh, hallelujah. Or just want to say thank you. Praise the Lord. We hear if there will be one. We thank God. Hallelujah. And even if it's not one, it still has been a success on today. For any time you feel the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, any time you have a thought answered, any time the Word of God has been opened up to you and revealed and explained, hallelujah, it's been a success. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Would there be one today? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Good morning, brothers. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brother, Brady didn't come to hold you long this morning. Just want to tell God thank you for being the head of my life. I ask that you all just keep Brother D in your prayers as I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And just tell him thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God today. Praise the Lord. Just to say thank you and let you know he's been good. Yeah, praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, remember this. Listen and watch. Listen and watch. Listen for his voice and watch the sign that he's giving in the name of Jesus. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our heart, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, that you showed mercy another chance, another time of grace we see, another time of mercy we see, Father God, for you did not, hallelujah, you did not pronounce in on some, you allowed their golden moments to roll on a little while longer. And we said, thank you. And some you called in, we said, thank you. Some you gave chance to get ready, we said, thank you. Father God, some are still waiting on transition. Oh, hallelujah, give strength, hallelujah, to the ones you called in, their families is the one that awaited. Give strength in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even give strength to those that are still here. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. We love you for all that you have done. Thank you for our minds that you bless us, that we receive this lesson. Thank you for, oh, hallelujah, one that will come back and say, thank you, Father God. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the listening audience. Thank you, Father God, this moment that you've given us that we may reason in the word and concentrate on the word that you have given us. Hallelujah. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and the assembly. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless us. Oh, continue to bless the flowers. Family, Father, all breathe in heart in their family. Yes, that you bless the name of Jesus. Look on their special needs and give comfort. And thank you for the testimony, singing, Father God, that testify that healing, you have healed one that had stroke, Father God. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah. You regained, help them regain strength, Father God, and continue to bless. Hallelujah. And we see your blessings. We see your blessings in Jesus' name. Lord, I want to tell you that we love you. We thank you. These are the blessings we ask in Jesus' name is our prayer. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Just another day that the Lord has blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without him. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell him for yourself. Healing tonight.
you need a